In Angleton, Texas today, opening statements in the first lawsuit against Merck over its drug Vioxx. Merck voluntarily withdrew Vioxx from the market last year. It did so after a study showed the painkiller doubled the risk of heart problems. This case is important because it could provide clues as to how Merck will fare in other Vioxx lawsuits. Analysts say Merck's liability in these cases could run into billions of dollars. NPR's Snigdha Prakash is at the trial in Texas. Snigdha, who's the plaintiff in this case?
Michelle, the plaintiff is Carol Ernst. She's the widow of Robert Ernst. He was 59 years old when he died in 2001. He died of a condition called arrhythmia. That's an irregular heartbeat. The courtroom was packed today with lawyers, with spectators, with the family of the judge and of the lawyers. And in his opening statement, Mark Lanier, he's the lawyer who represents Mrs. Ernst, told jurors that he would prove to them that Merck was responsible for her husband's death. Well, he told jurors, follow the evidence. He said he would show that Merck had the motive and that Merck had the means. He said the motive was money and the means was Vioxx. Here's the story he laid out. He said that in the mid-90s, Merck got new management that converted the company into what he called an ATM machine, a company where sales came before science. He said the success of Vioxx was critical to Merck because it was running out of drugs with exclusive marketing rights. And he said that Merck started selling Vioxx even before it finished testing it and continued to sell it even when it knew that Vioxx was dangerous.
Beyond this, did he play his hand? Did Lanier talk about what other kinds of evidence he might have in his arsenal?
He did, Michelle. He gave us a roadmap, really. He said he would show jurors that Merck devised its clinical trials so that the chances of proving that Vioxx was dangerous for the heart were minimized. He said he would prove that when Merck did find evidence of risk, it argued it away. He said he would prove that Merck duped the Food and Drug Administration, that it didn't give its regulator all the evidence about Vioxx. And he said that he would show that the company marketed the drug aggressively to doctors and directly to patients.
As we've said, there's a lot at stake here for the drug company. What's their defense?
Well, Merck's lawyer, David Kiernan, painted a very different picture of the company and of the drug. He told jurors that Vioxx was one of the most carefully developed painkillers in the history of the United States. He said the company did 99 studies over 8 years before it brought Vioxx to market. He said all the information from those studies was shared with the FDA, and in fact that the FDA was involved in designing the clinical trials for Vioxx. Finally, he said there aren't any studies that link what Bob Ernst died of, irregular heartbeat, to Vioxx.
It sounds like the jury really is facing a very, very complicated case here.
Absolutely. It's a very tough job. They'll have to weigh the science. They'll have to understand the system by which drugs are studied and approved and marketed in the United States. Mark Lanier, the plaintiff's lawyer, will give them all the help he can. He's folksy, he's charismatic, he's entertaining. He's good at telling complicated stories in a very simple way. Merck has its own team of very experienced lawyers and top-notch scientists, and they'll be trying to show that studying a drug is a very complicated job, that they worked hard to keep studying Vioxx even after it was approved, and that throughout they acted responsibly and ethically. But it's going to be long and difficult in the next few weeks for these jurors.
Thank you, Snigdha.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Snigdha Prakash speaking to us from Angleton, Texas.